Thank you for downloading my podcast, Therapist Talking Therapy. My name is Martin Weaver. I've been asked to talk about how to begin psychotherapy, how to prepare for that first session. So here are my 7 tips to starting psychotherapy. Well, first of all, congratulations on wanting to start psychotherapy. It's a big step, and yet many people never make it to talk with a therapist, and so they continue to live with what's familiar, however uncomfortable that might be. It's important to say that just as clients are individuals, so are therapists, and each will have their own way of starting therapy with you. I'm resisting the urge to give in to today's selling culture by saying that these are the 7 must-haves, or 7 steps, or even the 7 rules. However, after 25 years of working as a psychotherapist, here are my tips about how you can prepare for that first session. Firstly, you need to know something about what it is that you want out of therapy. This could be a single word, for example, confidence, peace, happiness. It could be some skills in how to deal with arguments, relationships, or decision making. Or you may have a specific event in your life that's causing you distress that you want help to resolve. I ask my clients to jot down some ideas in preparation for our first session. Next, money. This is always important, and yet it can be the most uncomfortable issue to think about and almost impossible to talk about. Try this. Make a list of the last 4 or so big spends that you made, more than just the every day-to-day items that you need. Were these items just for you? What did you get from buying them? How does the cost of your therapy compare to these items? Sometimes we can spend a lot of money on other people or buy things without thinking about the price or the cost. Link these thoughts to what you want to get out of therapy and measure them against this cost. Is the cost affordable for you? And is the cost worth what you want out of the therapy? Third on my list is time. This is perhaps the most important feature of our lives. There are 2 measures here, I think. How long are you prepared to devote to your therapy? And how quickly will you accept change? For some people, and for some issues, change can happen quite quickly. And for others, it can take some time. Maybe just as long as it takes. To feel comfortable with the issues, you may need to set this alongside your thoughts about money, and this will give you an idea about your measure of the value you hold of yourself. It's perhaps an obvious point for number 4, and yet it's worth saying that honesty about your thoughts, feelings, and behaviours in therapy is vital. Although clients can often give away far more details about their situation than they think, it's incredibly helpful for the therapist when you give as much honest information as you can. This can feel embarrassing, shaming, and even painful at times when recounting behaviours or thoughts, and yet as therapists, we are trained to accept all that you say and provide positive help, skills, and guidance, as well as new perspectives or viewpoints for you to achieve your goals. My 5th tip is that all the research says it's the relationship that matters. In preparation for a first session, talk to a few therapists first until you find the one with whom you feel most comfortable, safe, and whom you believe you can trust. Safety is very important, as you need your therapist to hold you through what could be some dark and upsetting times. Also, you need to have enough confidence in them to allow them to lead you through some memories or reflections that might at first feel very strange and disconcerting. And that leads me on to, what kind of changes do you want to see or feel to know that the therapy is actually working for you? After you've jotted down some ideas from the questions before, ask your therapist about the shape or structure of your sessions. It's difficult to be precise about what will happen when during therapy, and yet you may prefer to know that there are planned times to stop, review, and check that you're going in the right direction and at the right speed. Finally, my last tip is that I regard myself as a resource for my clients, a resource that my clients pay for, and so value for money is incredibly important. Whenever we go to a specialist, we are to some extent in their hands, and so as therapists, we have ethical codes and support structures for ourselves to ensure that we provide the safest and best possible service to our clients. It's perfectly acceptable and expected that you will ask about our training, our qualifications, our experience and memberships, as well as what happens if the unexpected happens, or even if things go wrong. In this way, our work is as transparent as possible, and you have the best chance of achieving your goals. So those are my tips. You may have them in a different order, or you may have others. But here's a recap, with some personal statements that may also be of help in reminding you of them. Want, so I'm as clear as I can be. Cost, I believe the therapy is worth it. Time, I'm willing to commit. Honesty, I'll tell my truth. Safety, I'm going to be held through this process. Changes, I'm willing to behave, think in new and different ways. And a resource, I'll make the most of my time with the therapist. I hope that helps, and I wish you the best of health. Thank you for downloading my podcast, Therapist Talking Therapy. I look forward to your company in the next podcast.